Look, the state has the main responsibility for education of everybody in the country. But if you look at the cost of schooling, the bulk of that is borne by the state. At university, roughly two-thirds of the income associated with each student is borne by the state through its subsidy to universities. So the state is standing up and doing the right things. What perhaps is a little disappointing from the state is that we do have a skills crisis. It's not a skills shortage. It's a skills crisis not unique to South Africa. It's a global one in the technical fields. Right? And the state is making interventions there. For example, WITS has had a special grant of over 200 million rand in the first instance for the support of science, engineering and technology education. But is the state doing enough is the question. How much is being done in terms of career guidance in the schools? I've just got a feeling that it's going to have to be perhaps more serious than it's been in the past, particularly around the teaching of science and mathematics. That with the shortages there, we may have to see a short-term intervention with the mine making available resources for the teaching of those subjects. And of course, most large mines have got a number of, you know, geologists, mining engineers, electrical engineers, mechanical engineers, all of whom could teach high school maths. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to make somebody available 6 hours a week and somebody else another 6 hours a week to assist in that process.